तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्षे क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष। त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्ति।
Before we start the class, we'd like to announce the name of one new devotee.
His heart, everything is for us, for Krishna. He has taken initiation. About 10 years he is serving, but not, he has no faith on anyone. But with us, especially in Braj Mandal Parikrama, 2 years, he heard so many things and he gave his heart to us. And he was initiated today. And on the appearance, very sacred day, appearance of Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who manifested Radharaman from Salagram Shila, you know. So I've given him name Dhir Krishna Brahmachari. Who is Dhir Krishna? He is his servant. But who is Dhir Krishna? There are so many Krishna. Also in Braj, in so many various modes. Especially when Krishna lives with his gopis and Srimati Radhika plays, then he becomes Dhir Lalit. Having all the supreme qualities of a rasa and devotion, and then he is called Dhir Lalit Krishna. So I am blessing him that he should realize all these things, and gradually he should develop his Krishna consciousness and become qualified to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. So I have kept his name Dhir Krishna. Only that seeing him, I will remember all these things of Krishna, qualities of Krishna. And he will thus help me in my Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramanande. Perhaps this is third day here of my class. I was fourth day? No, third. Yeah. And I was willing to explain Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Manas Shiksha. But there are so many things to learn. who was Raghunath Das Goswami. And how beautiful bhakti may jivan. Always engaged in bhakti, absorbed in Krishna prem. He always. Like Sankhya Purvakanama Ganatibi Kala Vasani Kadau Nidrahar Vihara Kadi Vijitau Chatanta Deino Chajau Radha Krishna Gunesh Mate Madhuriman Deina Sammohitau Bande Rup Sanatana Raghu Jugau. Raghu means here Raghunath Das Goswami. Sri Ji Govapal. If you like to do bhajan, and you like, you wish that you should have a pure bhakti, Krishna prem, especially Braja prem, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, then you will have to follow their activities. And their activities has been told in this shloka. Sankhya Purvakanam Gan Nativhi. Sri Nivas Acharya, the friends of Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, especially the disciple of this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he has written this ashtak. That Sankhya Purvakanam Gan Nativhi. Very carefully, you should try to take it in your heart and to follow it and to be established in this truth. Sankhya Purvakanam. Always not less than 1 lakh name daily. No? With pure devotion and action absorbed in Krishna prem, weeping with tears, heart melting, and doing dandavat pranam of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the associates of Krishna, all the places of Leelasthali, pastimes like Banshibat, Keshi Ghat, Ram Ghat, Chir Ghat, Govardhan, Seva Kunja, Nidhuvan, all places, not less than thousands and thousands. Stand up and again Ashtang Pranam, Sashtang Pranam to all. You have seen in Radhakund so many Babaji or other person, for worldly gain also, they do at one place about 1008 pranams. From where it came? Actually, it came from Raghunath Das Goswami. And then, Sankhya Purvakanam Gan Nativhi, doing stav stuti. As he has done in Bilap Kushpanjali and others, and he has collected from Rupa Goswami all the prayers of all the places. Hours and hours. And what to take? Sometime dry chickpeas. No rush, nothing. Only this. No chapati. Even dry chapati, but he never took. Without salt, without ghee, butter, anything. And sometimes it was not taken. Whole night. Sometimes sleep for 24 minutes, sometimes never, whole night. Weeping, chanting, remembering, doing pranam and observing in Krishna prem. Premanandam madhurimanandam bodhi. Always he was absorbed in samadhi, seeing that, oh, Radha and Krishna are playing in Radha Kunda, sometimes in Surya Kunda. Madhvangala and Krishna, taking the shape of Brahman boy coming, and how they are making Surya Puja to Srimati Radhika, worship of sun. Very pleasant, observed. And sometimes he is saying that I'm serving and Radha and Krishna. And sometimes he saw that, oh, where Krishna has gone? Where Krishna has gone? He used to see, oh, I was serving here Radha and Krishna conjugal. And where they have gone? Then began to weep. O Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, he nanda suno kuta, shi govardhan kalpa pada patali kalindi pannekata. This is the real line of bhajan. No politics, no duplicity, nothing, no
diplomacy,
no money wanting, no selfish gain. Even forgetting myself where I am, only thinking their own eternal shape which is in our, this body. That is called Siddha, Shuddha Deha. By that, always weeping here and there. He used to take only this handful of buttermilk. Once a person came and gave a bigger leaf and some more buttermilk. He told that, from where you have collected these leaves, bigger leaf? He told that, from Sakhiyasthali. Oh, and he became angry. And he became in interior mode. You know, this place is called Sakhiyasthali. How it is prominent? The place of Chandravali, near to Radha Kunda. So he became at furious that you have come from that party? You want to take Krishna from here? He came, went in internal Siddha Deha, and he forgot everything. And he took a stick and began to chase him away. But that Brahmin could not understood his real mood. And he threw out that buttermilk. How he was absorbed in this? Always absorbed in Krishna Prem. You have heard the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhav Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. This is called Anandam Budhi. Sinking in the ocean of endless and deepless,
bottomless
ocean of ananda, always and always. We cannot think it. But our goal should be this. Not only worldly gain. If you have any worldly gain, a trace or even a smell for this, that Braj Prem, never you can realize. So, I'm advising you to giving all worldly thinkings, diplomacy and party feeling and anything. We should try to achieve our this goal of Krishna Prem. We have left everything only for this Prem, not for any party feeling or anything. For this is available, we must go there and to hear all this. It will help in our attaining Krishna Prem. So, what are the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? I wanted to explain and I will explain. But before this, I want to make a platform that our heart should be qualified to hear all these things. So I am explain all these things, to make the platform, make our heart qualified and very, very pure. You know, I have told Manasi Seva, how a Brahmin attend Vaikunth very easily by this Manas Seva. So, if we will adopt this method, very easily we can have Braj Seva, Radha and Krishna Seva. In this connection, I want to narrate some Srimad Bhagavat examples. Can Govinda Bhakat, can you tell the characteristics of Srila Bharat Maharaj in this connection? You remember? Can you? Bharat Maharaj, how he attained this? And how, what he adopted the method? And why he was late in his method? Can you tell? His previous life. His life. You can tell? You? I think you should go there, near to.
Om Gyana Timurandas, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The story of Bharat Maharaj is narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bharat Maharaj was a very great king of the earth planet. And he had a very opulent kingdom, so much so that it was compared to a king of heavenly planets. So Bharat Maharaj, he was a very advanced bhakta, and he also was able to renounce his entire kingdom and give up this kingdom, described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was able to renounce this kingdom and give it up as if it were rejectable like stool. He was so advanced. So at the appropriate time, he renounced the kingdom and he went to the forest and he began to practice.
In what age?
Pardon?
In what age?
What age? Satyayug, yes? Oh, at what age? In, I don't know.
In his half young age. At that time, his age was 50,000 years. Young age.
This is Satyayug or Tretayug? Satyayug.
Yeah, he was in Satyayug.
So he went to forest to practice.
Not on account of worldly problems. Her children have never refused him. His wife is always helpful. But why he left all these things? Like a stone?
Because his attraction for Krishna had developed so much.
Yeah.
And he had actually elevated to the stage of bhav, it is described.
Yeah.
The symptoms of bhav had begun to appear in Bharat Maharaj. So he was more attracted to the life of complete absolute surrender to Krishna than to the material life of maintaining the kingdom. So he gave all of this up and he went to the forest. And in the forest he was very seriously practicing all of the practices of sadhana. And he had one small dwelling in the forest and he was living very, very renounced. But by and by, it just occurred one day that there was a small deer. And this deer was in some difficult circumstance. I think the tiger was?
No. There was a female deer.
Yes.
She was grazing grass nearby his bhajan kuti. Mm. At once a tiger jumped up and roared very loudly. When she jumped up to that deer, to save her life, she also jumped. There was a river, and she went across the river. But in the middle, when he was jumping, a child came out of his home and fell down in the river. And she was drowning, coming up and down. Deer was dead, but looking very pathetically towards Bharat Maharaj. Can you save? You are doing bhajan. This is more than bhajan, to save a life. Then what happened?
So Bharat Maharaj felt sympathy. So he took it upon himself to rescue this.
And came to this baby deer, yes, and took off in his laps.
Yes.
And pacifying, he took it to his
ashram.
Bhajan ashram. Hmm. Then go on.
So daily he would take care of this deer very affectionately. He began to stroke the deer. Sometimes he was becoming so much attached, even he was kissing the deer sometime. And this way, very affectionately became attached to the deer. So this was going on, and slowly, by this attachment also, his remembrance and his spiritual practices were diminishing correspondingly. So at a certain time then, Bharat Maharaj met his death. But this was, the deer was in some also difficult circumstance. He was looking for the deer.
You should sit.
Yes.
He has told, all right, he was charmed to this little baby. And gradually his sadhan bhajan began to wake. The charm, the ruchi for and asakti for serving Krishna in Naam and all other things was gradually reducing. At last, one day he saw that some deers were coming, running, jumping. And this little baby also joined them. And he ran away with them and never returned. He was so worried. Where is that, my child? Where is my child? I think that any animal can eat that capture, right? And swallow. How to bring again that baby? But he never brought. In the meantime, he was thinking observably, dear, 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 dear. In sleepness, in dream, in whole night and day, only hiran, hiran. He forget to chant, remember Krishna. His everything was when he missed, and always chanting, remembering this dear, dear. In the meantime, his date came. He was remembering that deer, and death came. At the death, what you will remember, you will be like that. Remembering deer, 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 in his coming birth he became deer. What is the thing here? I want to tell here. If anyone chant Krishna, Krishna whole day, whole life long, and in the end, anyhow he missed, then he will go, he will miss Krishna bhajan. But anyhow, anyone, is remembering Krishna, or his associates at last time, very absorbed in that, then at once he will be the Parikar, associates of Krishna, certainly. As Bharat Maharaj, thinking and remembering in his last time, dear, dear, and he became dear. So this is the rule and regulation of bhakti. If anyone is absorbed, thinking, reminding always Krishna, Krishna and his associates, the next birth he will surely be, take birth in Braja, like Brajavasis. You know Putana? Putana came to Braja to kill Krishna. And he became in a shape of mother because he was absorbed in mother's mood. And at that time, thinking that Krishna is my son. And my dear son, my dear son, telling, she took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and given, tried to give her breast in Krishna's mouth. But Krishna is ayatuki kripali, causeless merciful. Oh, you have come in the shape of mother, and you are thinking, I am, and telling my mother and all that, I am mother really, and you are my son. At once, she left this body by the grace of Krishna, and she went to Braja and became like a mother to Krishna forever. So this is the method of observing in Krishna in last time. Anyone who will do, they will certainly have this kind of prema bhakti. So if anyone, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, Bhaluna khaive bhaluna, gramya varta gyam katha, gramya varta na kahibe, gramya varta na sunibe, amani mahadhaye Krishna nam sadalabe, braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Don't hear and tell worldly activities and worldly things. Always tell Hari Katha or any Katha regarding Krishna and his associates or his devotees. Always and always. And manashe Krishna seva karibe, by mind, by heart, you should serve Krishna and his associates. How? He is telling, Krishna smaram jananchasya prestham nijasamihitam tattat katharatasyau asau kurjat basam brajeshata. Aare jaldi bahar karke do. Krishna is telling to Raghunath Das. And Rupa Goswami is writing his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. For whom? Those who have some greed to have a service like Brajavasis, like gopis, for them. Krishnam Mishmaran You should try to remember Krishna, but not so much absorbed in Krishna like Mayavadi Sannyasi. Krishna, 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 I am Krishna, I am Krishna. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, Soham, Soham. Not doing like so. They will go to hell. If anyone is thinking that I am Krishna, 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 then what will be? He will be immersed in Krishna shape. Or he may be absorbed into Nirvishesh Brahma, Nirgun Brahma, telling, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, I am the same, I am the same. Like Sankaracharya has told. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden for all these things. Very wretched condition this is. So, we should remember Krishna with associates, remembering more like, to be like associate, not like Krishna. That is why Rupa Goswami has taught. How he is doing? Raghunath Goswami is a Raji Manjari. He is sitting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. All the pastimes of Krishna coming automatically like a garden, garland, flowers, automatically. He seeing that Radha and Krishna sitting in Radhakund, on the bank of Radhakund. Lalita, Vishakha, all are there. Krishna told that you are all thief. Why you have come here? To destroy my Vrindavan? No? Picking up my whole flowers and smashing my whole Vrindavan garden. Today I have caught you red-handed. And I will punish you all. Lalita told that you are liar and cheater. Always telling lie. Have you planted any flower or plant here? Have you poured water ever? You are liar to extreme. You are telling this Vrindavan is mine. Can you tell how you receive this property of Vrindavan? Your father was the owner of this property. Your forefather or that forefather. From where you receive this property? Krishna told that, don't disobey me. I'm so much dharmic purush, religious person I am. All dharms, religious have come from me. Oh, Srimati Radhikal told, smiling, in joking way, oh, I know that you are very religious person. Because when you took birth, you murdered a lady who came in the shape of mother and you killed. Oh, so it is the action of very religious person. Also, when you become gruesome, older, bigger, I have heard that from Purnima that there was a black boy entering in all gopis' houses and stealing butter here and there. Are you the same religious person? Oh, I have heard so also, that one black person, boy, went to Yamuna, and when gopis were taking bath, keeping their clothes on the bank, a black religious boy came. Very religious. And who took the, all the cloths and climb up on the Kadamba tree. They were weeping and
begging
their cloths. But this religious person was laughing and making jokes there. Are you the same? Krishna was silent. No? So, all the gopis were clapping. No? So, Raghunath Dwar Swami was quietly observed and seeing, and he was just smiling outside. Then mouth was also smiling. So this is called Manashi Shiva. He was also clapping. His hands are clapping. But all were seeing that his hand is, why he is clapping, how he is smiling, how he is so happy. Anyone cannot realize. Only Rupa Goswami and like persons can realize all these things. So activities of these real Vaishnavas, ordinary persons will not understand, realize, they will feel party feelings and all other things. That he is also making politics and all other things. They cannot never realize this. They cannot go up because they have no all these ideas. How to do Manashi Seva, how to chant, how to remember all these things. You should try to realize all these things and to go in this path. But if you will not obey manashiksha, upadeshamritam, nectar of devotion, what? Instruction. You cannot do. Those who have no time to read, to follow these things, what they will do? They will quarrel themselves always, making politics and all these things. They think that only by money we can be happy. Not by devotion. They cannot be. They will tell that we are not follower of Rupa Goswami. We only read our books, which has been printed by ISKCON. But they should think, from where these teachings have come? Swamiji has never discovered anything new. He has written explanation of Srimad Bhagavat written by Vyas. 5,000 years before, he has explained Chaitanya Chaitamrit, 500 before, written by Krishna Das Gopiraj Goswami. What he has written in no bottle, but the thing is same. He is not out of Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, we should try to realize all these things and try very hard to obey Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, or all disciplic acharyas in line. He telling that smaranam Krishna, so always remembering Krishna and his associate. I give one example. It may be so many examples. No? In Vatsalya Ras, in Sakya Ras, in Dasya Ras, there are so many examples full of Srimad Bhagavat is all Krishna Katha. Jaha Bhagavat Padha. What is the meaning? Jaha Bhagavat Padha Vaishnavera Sthan. If you want to read Bhagavatam, you should go to Rasik Vaishnav. And here, don't read alone. Don't try to read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, read alone. You should go to Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnav. And here, all these things, they will tell so many deep things that you cannot imagine even. I think you have not heard all this Harikatha before. That they may told that, oh, Swamiji, I have never told. Never told. I think if Swamiji was present bodily here, he has written so many books, more and more books, and given instruction, all these things that what I am telling now. He must tell, but he was not time at that. Briefly, he has written everything in his books. Tat tat katha ratascasau. Kurjat basam brajai sada. You should try to be always in braj. He is telling. Who is telling? Rupa Goswami. Always being in braja. But anyhow, if you cannot be in Vrindavan, what you should do? Always live by heart and mind. But better if you should be there. Why? That place is Siddha. Siddha means?
Perfect.
Transcendental. If you'll be there, automatically that mode will come there. You'll see Giriraj Govardhan. You'll see Jamuna is there. You'll see all the past playing places there. Places of past playing of Krishna. All the dust touching Krishna and Radha always are present there. So there are so many advantages to live there. And if you cannot, then by mind you should be there. And always tat tat katha ratasyasu. Tat tat katha, if anyone is of vatsalya ras, then he should remember the past tense of Krishna with Nanda Yashoda. No? If anyone have some greed for the service like Subal and Sridham, what he should? Krishna like friend and being himself the friend among gopis, Subal Sridham like. No? And always remember their services. If you have some greed like Rupa Goswami, then you should have to remember them and their activities. What that? Tambularpanapadamardanapayodanavisharadivi vrindaranyamaheshari tosayanti jatpriya pranapresakhi kuladapikilasankochita bhumika kelibhumesurup manjari tatha sansayaham. Anyone is doing pranam to all the gopis, gopis. To whom? Rup Manjari, Mukha. What they are doing? Always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially Srimati Radhika, always day and night, all the Brajbhat gopis. Tambularpan, better giving. Padamardan, means? Messaging. Wetly, sweetly, gently, they are messaging the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika. Krishna has given his head on the lap of Srimati. No. Radhika has given his head because he is tired. Going through all Vrindavan with Krishna. She has kept her head in the lap of Krishna. And very pleasantly and eagerly with ananda, Krishna is caressing her hair. Rupa Manjari, very gently and sweetly, massaging his lotus feet. And Rati Manjari, that is, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that I am your servant, maid servant. Can you give some remnant to me? At once, Rupa Manjari called her by the eyes. She came and gave this message in the hands and in the laps of Rati Manjari. And she took the fan and gently began to do all other seva. So tambularpana padamardan payodhan abhisar, so many services to think and remember. Follow the angsa of bhakti, like sadhu sangha, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bhash, Vrindavan Bhash, Navadip Bhash, and Srimurti Shraddhayasan. Perhaps you know this? You know five? You? What are the five? Explain.
Sadhu Sangha.
Means?
To associate with devotees who are
Swajati Asha Snigdha.
Those who are of like-minded nature means that they possess the mood that one is aspiring for, whether in Madhuri Ras, Vatsali Ras, Sakya Ras, Dasya Ras, Snigdhasya, and that they're very affectionate towards one. That one should seek such association, because by their mercy, then one will be able to advance very nicely. So that even if one associates with one who is more advanced, but if the affection is not flowing, then one will not get the desired result. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, that one should chant the holy name in association with devotees who are actually chanting real Nam, Sudha Nam. That if one is chanting in association with those who are asadhu, who are not sadhus, then nam nahi hoy. One will not get nam. So, mukhya pati jivepai, Krishna premadan. The chief result of chanting nam in association with pure devotees is that one will achieve Krishna prem. Sadhusang nam ketam, Bhagavat Shravan. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam, as Maharaj Shri Gurudev was just saying, that one should yell Bhagavat Pad Vaishnavarastane, Kanta Shukuru Chitani Charane. That one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Mahabhagavat Rasik Vaishnava, one from whom Bhakti Ras is flowing. Then one will be able to go deep into Bhagavatam. But by just reading even the commentaries, Lord Shiva says, Aham Ved Mishako Veti Vyaso Veti Na Veti Vya, Bhaktam Bhagavatam Grayam Nabhuti Nhatatikaya. That by reading the commentaries, still one will not be able to go deep. But one has to go and surrender oneself at the lotus feet of Rasik Vaishnava, surrender to him without duplicity and him. Sadhu Sanganam Ketan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vas, to live in Mathura or Vrindavan, Navadvip, these holy places, as Srila Gurudev has just been explaining, they're so potential to live in these places. And Sri Mutira Shraya Sevana, to worship the deity with Shraddha and
like Raghunath Das Goswami.
To worship in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami and those who are Rupanugas.
So this is Sadhak Rupena, means like Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiv Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Krishna Das Gaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all how they have practiced bhakti will have to follow. Sadhak Rupena. And Siddha Rupena, as Rup Goswami is serving Radha Krishna Kalyan Jugal in the shape of a Rup Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami in Rati Manjari shape. Both by mind and by heart in Mansi Seva like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. And by this body like Sadhak Rupena. Ekadasi Tithi Palan. Observing Ekadasi. Not taking any bad things like
onion, garlic, beef,
and all
beef,
these things.
Tea.
Giving up. Always being in association. All being chanting, remembering, shamanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasham, sakham, atmanivedan. All these are by me in 9, 5, especially in 3, shamanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam. Among them, Harinam is kirtan, is prominent. And it is four, especially in Kali Yuga, only Hari Kirtan will give all these things. Whether you have no honor and chanting Narayan Krishna name, Ram name, or it will give so much things. You will easily overcome birth and death and sorrow and suffering. Surely, surely. But wealth, reputation will never save us from these things. Never, never, never. Guarantee. They will make more problem. And at the time of death, we will have to only think these problems and again we will have it. So everyone should try to chant, remember, like them. The sadhak rupena and siddha rupena, like Rupmanjari ityadi. They should serve. No? Tad bhav lipsuna. If you want to have a mood like them to serve Krishna, then you will have to follow. Without following this, you cannot have all these things. In Vaidhi Bhakti and in the line is same, the regulation is same, but mode is very, very different, far different. A man is serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, also another person, but he has not so much devotion and love. He can give flowers some to show others by mantra, and sometimes not knowing mantra. He will offer Krishna bhog. Bhog means nivedya. Bhog? Offering. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kriparsindhu bhyayvacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnava. He has never gone to any vaishnava and he will offer by this mantra too. Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prem pradayate Krishna Krishna chaitanya namne gauratise. By this mantra. By this Ushra. But this is not proper. What? Etatanai Vedyam Srinkling Radha Krishna Bhyam Swaha Nama Kling Gauraya Swaha. By this mantra. So we should learn all these things properly to a very qualified Vaishnava. Swamiji had not time at that time to teach all these things. He has given so much things, but not all. So we should learn all these things. So, Shraman Kirtan, everything will be like that. No difference outwardly, but inwardly there is much difference. Much difference. Raghunath Das Goswami was worshipping what Sila? Govardhan Sila. And you also, sir, the mood is same? No. At a difference between sky and earth.
Heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth. So much. So, we should try to realize all. How we can realize all these things? Then you'll have to come to the Siksha of Manasiksha. Gurau goshte laisu sujane bhusurugane swamantreshi namni brajajuvadanda sharane sadadyambham hitva kurumati ratim apurvam atitaram aye pratas shantas chatubhirache dhritapada. This, where is Manasikha? So he is telling, if you want, oh my dear friend, mine, if you want to have this Krishna Prem, Braja Prem, then I think you are my dear friend. But you are living with donkeys, pigs and hawks. Give up all bad societies. He will tell in further. I know that now your mind has been gone in another, sinking in worldly toxications and all other things. Sadadambham hitva. You should give up false ego. What? I am the husband of this lady, very beautiful lady. I have so many children, oh, very beautiful, qualified. Oh, I am so worried because my wife and children have left me. I am so rich, I am so poor. All this. I am very big monarch of all. I can control whole, all devotees. They should obey me. Without my order, anyone cannot do anything. Don't go here and there. I will order you, then you should go. This is called dambha, false ego. If four loose motion will come, like water, and then he will sleep. And he will think that, oh, I am dying only. What to do now? Even in four loose motions. And then he will count the stars of Akash, sky. No hope to save. Where is that false ego? I am so beautiful. There was a king, Mohammedan king in India, in Mathura. He was very lusty. His work was that he has so many spies and told to spies that see where is any beautiful lady here, whether he is married or not married. You should tell me and I will manage to bring with me. No? One day there are spies told very, very, very beautiful ladies in Mathura and chanting Ramam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. He went with his soldiers there. And he told that I want that you should come with me in my Raj Palace. She folded hand and told, you can come tomorrow. I will go with you. Surely I will go. I'm giving words. He went and again he came very early next day. He was searching her where she is. She has taken any medicine for loose motion. Purgative, very strong purgative. So 15 times loose motion was coming and so many makshi. Flies were here and there and so dirty smell was coming. Bad smell. He could not stay there. He was telling that, where she is? She shouted that, I am here, come on. And his stool was everywhere, in cloth. So dirty smell was coming. Oh, where you are? She went nearby, back like this. And he saw that she's lying down, very lean, thin. So much dirtiness and all his tools are here and there. Oh, you are same? Oh, yes, I'm same. You can come to me. I'm ready to go with you. Take me to you. At once he ran away quickly. So this is beauty. In a moment it will go. This false ego of beauty, false ego of wealth, reputation, all are like same. In a moment they can go and leave us. So fight this false ego. I'm chairman, vice president of this society. I can do everything, but in a moment he can die. We can make a regulation that for 5 years he cannot initiate and he cannot do any activities. Then false ego will go away at once. So we should not do false ego, he's telling. Oh, my mind, give up all these false egos and listen me very honorably. I will tell you so amritmaya, nectarian teachings, advice, follow me. And what? Gurau goste goshtalaisu. I will explain tomorrow. Gaur pramanan. Yes, sir. Where she is? Yes, have the harmonium? You can come forward. In your samsu tune, Mahamantra. and then Krishna Das will sing. Nam is himself Krishna. No difference. Nam and Nami are same thing. So at once, if you are calling Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna, come on and save me. Krishna surely will come. Surely and certainly. So you should observe, be observed and calling Krishna that, oh Krishna, come. Hare Krishna, Hare. Go on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
सुधाकरम् अमूल्यरत्नभूषणम् नमामि नन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् अङ्गसौरभ मुरविराजिकौस्तुभम् सुरसवासलाञ्छनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनम् नासुनागरम् विलासनुगवाससम् सुरेन्द्रगर्भमोचनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् गणासुनायकम् सदा सुतायकम् मनोप्रलोभनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् नमामि नन्दनन्दनम् namami nandana 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 ashtakam pateda sarvayarvitam tarin bhavami dushtaram plave jogam
roaming in their homes. They are supporting their childs, making, sleeping. So jao, so jao. Thapki de rahi hai. Palne mein jhula rahi hai. They are?
Standing.
Huh?
Standing.
No, no. And kya hoga?
Swinging.
Very good.
Gentle.
Very gently. And what telling? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma. You can do your homeworks, no harm. But what taxes you will have to pay if you will do this? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo. Sitting in the office, looking after business, if not so much task, job, then what? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma. Any work they are doing. They are cleaning their rooms. They are supporting their, nourishing their boys, little babies. Always Krishna is on their, where? On their heart and mind. And always doing like, Govinda Dhamma Dharma. Those who cannot speak, Govind Damo Dharma Dveti, hogs, pigs, dogs, they don't keep them. They keep and follow, support, nourish, Shuk Pakshi, parrots. They can easily chant, what?
Govind Damo Dharma Dveti, Govind Damo Dharma Dveti.
They can may have cows. Hearing this sound, Govinda Damodar, they will come quickly running and keeping their ears like to hear what?
Govinda Damodar Dveti, Govinda Damodar Dveti.
If you are cooking, making chapatis and bread, there is no tax from government or anywhere. You can chant very easily, very sweet song.
Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti.
Don't chatter and patter with any boy coming, your friends. Tell him, oh, sing with me. What?
Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti.
When you are worshipping, you can tell. If you don't know any mantra or anything,
Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamma Dharma.
Always, every time, in morning, in daytime, in night, everywhere, no tax at all, no spending of money, you can chant,
Govinda Dhamma Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamma Dharma.
A man is so poor, a man is so rich, whether he is female devotee or male devotee, boys and girls or anyone, he may be Mohammedan, Christian or anyone. Oh, tell them, Oh, please, please, please. Chant with me. Govinda Rama 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 Govinda Rama Rama. Very easy process, very easy process you can follow. Gaur Premananda.